Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Dave Collins has the details.
The House voted in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February at current spending levels. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it has bipartisan support. Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible.
The House Speaker knows who he's supporting in the presidential election.
The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again in 2024 during an appearance on CNBC.
I have endorsed him wholeheartedly. Look, I was one of the closest allies that President Trump had in Congress. He had a phenomenal first term. Those first 2 years, as you all know, we brought about the greatest economic numbers in the history of the world, not just the country, because his policies worked. And I'm all in for President Trump.
Johnson, who was endorsed by Trump as a tremendous congressman respected by everybody during his nomination for speaker last month, was part of the congressional Republicans who backed Trump's post-2020 election efforts to remain in power. I'm John Schaefer.
Tensions escalated at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. Senator Bernie Sanders intervened, instructing Mullen to sit down and conduct himself appropriately as a senator. President Biden is actively working to improve the relationship with China.
We're not trying to decouple from China. What we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better.
Biden told reporters that his intention is to restart military communications. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Unionized Starbucks workers organizing their most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated it's pressing the company to reach an agreement. The union is also advocating for the suspension of mobile ordering during major promotional events. According to the union, the yearly occasion when Starbucks distributes free reusable holiday cups is its most substantial sales event of the season and is recognized as one of the most notoriously challenging and understaffed days for the baristas who handle them. San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. The grandson of Walter O'Malley, who moved the Dodgers to L.A., Seidler joined the San Diego ownership group in 2012, assuming full control in 2020. Known for bold team moves, enhancing Petco Park, record-setting payrolls, and securing marquee players, the Padres Padres, under his leadership, reached the National League Championship Series in 2022. The Beatles creating musical history with their latest track, Now and Then, entering the Billboard Hot 100 at number 7, further extending their record as the group with the most top 10 hits. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, never stop.
Well, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And we've got David Stuckenberg is going to join us, a presidential candidate representing the Republican Party. He is an executive strategist, entrepreneur, inventor, decorated veteran, Air Force pilot who has flown more than 150 combat missions, and founder of Genesis System, an innovative company helping solve global water scarcity. David, welcome to the show. First of all, on the heels of Veterans Day, thank you for your service and for your commitment to continue to serve and honor the oath of office that you took so many years ago.
Bill, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you this morning, and America is worth it. Every ounce we invest will not return void.
So what motivated you, David, to launch this, what some are identifying as a dark horse campaign for presidency of the United States?
Bill, we're in an unprecedented time in American history. Since probably the time of the American Revolution, when we need leadership like Eisenhower, not instability, not people trying to find their way in the dark, not folks learning on the job. I've spent 21 and a half years defending our nation's frontier. I've flown in nearly every theater of war since 9/11 and protected this nation's frontiers. And what I could describe to you today is a little like the scene in the movie Dances with Wolves, where the actor played by Kevin Costner comes to his post, and he writes in his journal, "I have arrived Fort Sedgwick to find it abandoned and in disrepair, and I have appointed myself to cleanup duty. Our nation needs to get back to the foundation stones. We have left the basics of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and our government has become a leviathan, an entity unto itself, and we do not need revolutionaries right now running our government. We need reformers, people who understand how to get work done and who can bring a turnaround team to get results for the American people, results they need on economics, on immigration, and on national security. And those are the three planks that I'm running on because I know I can deliver for the American people." And to answer your question very directly, a conversation with my son doing yard work on 9/11, I shared with him the story of John O'Neill, who was the lead FBI agent who discovered Osama bin Laden. He went to the FBI. He said, "They're going to knock down these towers. Give me the resources to stop it." They said, "Why don't you retire, Mr. O'Neill?" Mr. O'Neill did retire, but instead of crawling under a rock, he climbed to the top of the World Trade Centers as part of their security. And he stood as a sentry and a guardian trying to protect our nation's largest city. And he died on 9/11. And I asked my son on 9/11 this year what he thinks John O'Neill would say to us if he could come back. And he said, "Dad, I think he'd say, never give up on America, no matter how small the chance is." And right now we are in unprecedented time, and we need leadership that is a steady hand that can take us through the storms that are getting ready to come our way. And those storms are external and internal.
Exactly. Well, David, you know, as a decorated veteran in the Air Force, and then your business experience, you know, these are two entities. You know, when you look at our government right now, our government is so compromised when it comes to the military. They're more concerned about pronouns and other issues of the culture than going out and winning wars. And so it needs military leadership for a time such as this. And then even from a business standpoint, the business of government is just it's tragic. It is such a mess. Again, so concerned about things that really don't matter. Even the most important job of the president of the United States is national security. And this president is MIA when it comes to national security.
I don't disagree at all. And what alarms me is that the candidate pool that has been offered down from the oligarchs and special interest groups to date, none of them have the right stuff, so to speak. We all remember the astronaut John Glenn in the movie about his life. He had the right stuff. He was, you know, an extraordinary American. And, you know, he broke the sound barrier, and there were just tremendous firsts with him. We have the right stuff in America. We have been given an incredible template by our founders. I launched on January 8th at Plymouth Rock, where our founding fathers first set foot on this amazing land, and that was America's first safe harbor as they were fleeing from tyranny. America is a beacon of light into the world, and every person who is a freedom-loving person in the entire world has two homelands, his own and the United States. And there's a magnetism to this land because of what we represent. There's a goodness here. And I'm running because Americans are tired of being run over roughshod by people who lie to them. Every day the White House comes out with a briefing, they come out with their carefully crafted narratives, and we know that they're not being forthright, that they're not being transparent. And we all just wag our heads in disgust. But at the end of the day, what the candidate that are available to us presently, and this is why I got in the race, offer, is more of the same. It's a template that is broken, and you know very well that the definition of doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result is insanity. And right now, what our founders meant for us was to have respected people from the business community who had the chops either to handle the issues that our nation was dealing with at the time, or the experience to come forward, take a turn, and then go back to civilian life. Politics was never meant to be a profession. Back in the day, we admire so many people like Benjamin Franklin and other statesmen because they were scientists. They created, they solved problems, and then they had a thing or two to say about statesmanship, perhaps on politics, but they had their life. You know, I have protected this nation's frontiers for more than 21 years. I have discovered some of the most challenging national security issues in our nation's history in terms of challenges and threats to the homeland. Some of the work that I started while I was in the Department of Defense, these are now exemplar programs across the Air Force led by general officers, and they are meant to export these strategies to protect the United States. But I've seen over and over and over the past decade our political exponents who are in government offices compromise again and again and again. And now we're at a point where, no lie, our enemies can overcome the United States of America at the time and place of their choosing. And I will no longer stand by as that reality reflects itself into the face of my children and yours. America needs a shield and a guardian. I am a scientist. I am an engineer. I am a statesman. I'm considered one of America's premier national security strategists. And like you, I've had enough. And I'm going to take a turn to put some things back in joint. And the first thing I'm going to work on is building a defense enterprise second to none in the world. Our new grand strategy will be called prevention. We will prevent the United States from being overcome by declared peer adversaries such as China, who has said that they will be the preeminent power by 2049. That is an affront to the United States. They view the world as a new world order with China at the center and everyone else a satellite state serving their interests. That's not going to happen on my watch. And when we have candidates who are arguing about who helped China the least, we all had better...
We got to go to break, David Stuckenberg. Stay right there. We'll pick it up from there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
It's hard to understand, you know, what's going on with the country, that our leadership seems to be not very interested in America. In fact, in many cases, you know, throughout the bureaucracy, it would appear that there are those in our government who are being paid by we the people actually hate America. I mean, and that sounds I know bizarre to say and to even hear, but you just watch their actions and the way they respond. And are they responding in the best interest? Are they responding in a way that's consistent with our Declaration of Independence, with our U.S. Constitution? Or are they more concerned about not being servants, but being served? You know, these politicians who come in, maybe worth, you know, $1 million, and then 10 years later, they're worth $1 gazillion after supposedly serving in our country and being well served. And here we are, $33 trillion in debt. National security is compromised. War is abounding right now. And we've said for a long time that we needed to have somebody with a business background, a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office. We had one for 4 years, and the results were quite stellar and remarkable in the midst of the resistance. And what David Zuckerberg is doing and putting his head on the line here, you know, for the sake of our freedom, is he's going right into the middle of this, you know, tyrannical, and it is a tyrannical operation that wants to upend all things that are good and hopeful and bode well for us for our future. You know, you've got that resistance in the Beltway that wants anything but, and we the people are the ones that are paying the price. David Zuckerberg is a presidential candidate. He's representing the Republican Party, an executive strategist, entrepreneur, inventor, decorated veteran of the Air Force, a pilot who has flown more than 150 combat missions and founder of Genesis Systems, an innovative company helping solve global water scarcity. So, David, job one, what would be the first thing you would do as president of the United States?
Bill, just again, thank you for having me on. And I'm calling you from Estherville, Iowa, where we're full swing across the Iowa caucuses, hitting 99 counties. We are hearing the same thing every day from almost every single person that we encounter. We want a new candidate. We want somebody who is like us, one of us for all of us. We need a turnaround team for this country, and that is what I'm running to bring. Like you, I've had enough, and I'm stepping in. I am not a politician. I'm a business person. I'm a national security strategist, and I have seen over the hill, and I see what is coming at America. The American people are on the horns of a dilemma. On the one hand, we face overwhelming external threats that are federating themselves into a block of powers that seek to overcome the United States. And meanwhile, we wine and dine them like our best friends. It is unconscionable. In the internals of our country, we face instability that threatens to tear us apart because the parties continue to sow dissension between neighbors. And I'm going to tell you what, most of us probably agree on this that are listening, and that is that we need to get together. Benjamin Franklin said we had surely better hang together or we're going to hang separately. And
exactly.
That is the point where we are as a country. The three things we need to do immediately, within 72 hours of my taking office, I will send federal troops to seal the north and south borders in a very sensible way. I can't think of a more honorable mission that any man or woman who is in uniform would like to be a part of, to make sure that our nation's borders are secure. That is something that does not have to be drug out. That 72 hours is enough time for the troops to muster and to deploy. As soon thereafter, I plan to provide a 60-day period where all illegal immigrants in the United States can register. We need to know who you are. There are more than 8 million people that are in this country, and we do not know who they are. And that is a huge security problem for us. One of the things they'll be able to do if they're being controlled or trafficked is to provide a doctor with their name, and the doctors will be able to turn that in. They will be able to provide information at a post office, to non-government, or even in a church offering plate. We need to know who is here and what their situation is. This is a nation of justice, it's a nation of laws, and it is a nation of humanity. One of the things we are taught to respect in the military is humanity and life, and we have to protect one another. If somebody is being victimized, we need to know about it. During that 60-day period, anyone who does not come forward without a very good reason, for example, they're being held captive, they're going to face some hurdles to ever becoming a citizen or abiding here permanently, because that's the window. We're going to bring everybody out from under the shadows and into the light. We are not a nation of darkness. We are a nation of light. All right. right, what do we do next? We're going to stop immigration, illegal immigration. We're going to know who's here. So stop, know, and then we're going to decide. You and I and the American people are going to make practical, common sense decisions about who is a benefit to this nation, who needs to be here for humanitarian reasons. Are they real? Are they claimed? Are they phony? We're going to figure out whether or not they can offer something to the United States in the way of a service or some skill set that they provide. Perhaps some might be willing to go to work in the military to earn their citizenship, but everything is earned and nothing is given. This is a meritocracy, and we do not give citizenship away. It is a powerful thing to be an American citizen because guess what? The Constitution invests in you the authority to elect the President of the United States, which means you, the people, outrank the President who represents you. He's the chief servant, not an oligarch and not a superpower and not a king. So from the standpoint of immigration, we're going to stop, we're going to know, and we're going to decide who stays. And in the process of doing that, some people will get to stay. Maybe it will be 2 million. Maybe it will be 3 million. But those people who are now on the course to legitimacy will pay their taxes, and we will add that to the tax base. From an economic standpoint, I'm targeting 33% across-the-board tax cuts in every single tax bracket. Reagan did 28%. It almost doubled tax revenue within 3 years for the United States. It allowed people to keep more of what they earned. It allowed them to invest in their businesses. It allowed jobs to grow. Mm-hmm. And we need growth in our anemic economy that is being literally killed by the death of 1,000 cuts and gross mismanagement. And another thing I'm going to do is take away the inheritance tax. It's an immoral tax where if people have saved over a lifetime or accumulated property and inheritance for their family members, it's cut deeply away by the federal government that has no right to that property. That is an immoral tax, and it needs to go away immediately. And finally, we're going to get inflation under control by bringing some reform to the Federal Reserve. And we're going to target appointees who have a record of reform. They're not political hacks, but the campaign will stop after the election, and we will get to the work of the American people as a turnaround team to deliver results. And at those White House briefings, instead of coming out and, coming with a carefully crafted narrative and insulting people's intelligence, we're going to be truthful with them about where we're at on the goals. So next to that, we have created a defense industrial base that is second to none in the world. Right now, China can roll over its entire production in about 6 weeks. It's all state-owned, and they can outproduce us probably 10 to 1. The American industrial base is weak and anemic, and we have candidates out there who understand our national security so little that they say, well, we need to build 600 ships. Well, if they had any clue what was going on and behind the scenes, they would understand that we don't even have the shipyards and the staff to build that many ships. It would take probably more than 10 to 15 years. So we have to re-energize our economy that is the basis for our defense industrial base. We have to prepare to take a fight to our enemy because they're preparing to bring a fight to us. And right now, China is putting naval tonnage into the ocean every 10 months, approximately the size and weight of the entire British Navy. And if you don't think that they're building for deep water and for conquest, you're out of touch. And it's time to be real with the American people. We have two major threats as a republic. One is external and these revisionist blocs, and we have to be ready to deal with that. And then we have to unite as a nation, and it's going to take a special kind of character and a special kind of president to bring us together on our common ground.
Well, what you're going to have to do in the Beltway is no doubt going to be a challenge. I mean, this has been well fortified, and to really clean house, you're going to have to, come in with a determination and commitment to clean house there, David.
That's right. We're going to have reform-minded appointees for the federal cabinet that are focused on one thing, delivering results for the American people. Somewhere along the line, the parties became the means, the ends rather than the means to the end. The ends were supposed to be good governance, and now we continue to politic all the way through.
David Zuckerberg, we got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
On nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. The House voting in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February. The House Speaker knows who he's supporting in the presidential election. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again. Tensions escalating at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. President Biden actively working to improve the relationship with China, scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco today. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. By the way, David Stuckenberg, his website to be in touch with him and to stay on top of his campaign, DaveStuckenberg.com. Well, in the book, Wake Up Grateful, the transformative practice of taking nothing for granted, the stage four cancer survivor and author provides a groundbreaking exploration of what it means to live gratefully and to bring awareness into every moment of every day. Imagine. She describes how this wake-up call about the brevity of life helped her reframe her existence as a gift full of welcome surprises and love. What a shift of perspective and what a blessing. Christy Nelson, a network for grateful living, and her book, Wake Up Grateful, joins us now. Christy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, what a great story. I mean, in the midst of all the, you know, tragedy dealing with cancer, as you did, and, you know, what the evil one meant for bad, God turns for good, and here you are. Lots full of goodness, right?
Thank you. I really hope so. It's truly my intent, and I think that one of the ways that we honor life and faith and the universe, spirit, the gift is the gift of life. Really honoring every single day that we wake up is kind of an unexpected, unpromised blessing.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah.
That we get to treasure it. That we really get to treasure it. And that it's something that's available to us to be appreciative for, Bill. I think that's really, it's what I learned from my experience and not to take life and time and everything for granted. It's really a different way to go through life.
What was life for Christy Nelson before the diagnosis?
was pretty awesome, actually. I was, I was not typical in a certain way. I was very healthy. I did yoga. I was a runner. I, took my vitamins. I was very healthy and pretty happy. And I was working on behalf of nonprofit organizations, doing good work in the world. And then I got the diagnosis, and it really did. What it did was it helped me realize how much I was taking time for granted before. I really thought that life was going to go out. I was 32, so it's that age when you kind of think, I think it's that age when we think that we've got 50 years left anyway.
Right.
And
yes,
we're going to make
exactly.
all these dreams come true, and we're going to buy the home and marry the perfect person and get into the perfect career track and save for retirement and have kids. And all of a sudden, all those expectations were stripped away from me because they all depended on the future. And suddenly I was like, at that time when you take a future for granted, if you take that away and then you just say, okay, this day is a miracle, but I have no idea how many more I'm going to have, it changes mm-hmm. the way you live your life.
Yeah, without a doubt. Wow.
Yeah, that was it.
So you come to the realization that life is not going to be the same. So what do you do?
Well, what happened was at first, so I got through treatment and surgeries and all the different things that I had to go. It was about 18 months altogether from the time I got sick to when I finished treatment. I was 33 mm-hmm. enough. And then I was just, to tell you the truth, I was so blissed out when I came out of the hospital and out of treatment. And I just couldn't even believe how amazing life was. And I noticed everything so vividly. I experienced everything so vividly. I was so grateful for everything. And partly because I didn't know how much longer I had. So it was like, I'm just going to drink it all in now. I'm going to take nothing for granted and just live this amazingly appreciative life every minute. And then the reason why I wrote the book is because I then lost perspective after getting so much of it. I had so much perspective in those first months in the few years. And I just thought, this is the most extraordinary blessing and privilege to be alive and to have a body that works. And then once I lived past my prognosis, I started taking it for granted again. I started complaining about all the things I had complained about before I had cancer. And it's like I lost perspective. I started taking everything as if it was like not a miracle anymore. And so I realized, wow, this is something that I can choose. I can cultivate this. This is something that I want to go back to. I had a reference point to try to find again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the fact that you had gone through it and you had enjoyed being grateful, and now you're on the other side of it and not being as grateful, you're going, wait, I want to be grateful again, right? And so you figure, okay, let's retrace the steps. Where did I make the wrong turn, right?
100%. 100%. And that's what I figured out was, here's the things that I was remembering when I was grateful. Here's the things I was doing when I was grateful. I was noticing everything. I was treating every sunbeam like it was a blessing. I was treating food and people and bird songs. And, everything was very vivid to me. And then it lost its luster because I started treating it like it was ordinary again instead of seeing it as extraordinary. So I think what I tried to do was basically take all the things that I learned and then make principles and practices and stuff in this book to make it very actionable so people could actually remember those same things too, how precious this day is, how precious this moment is, and be able to live that way.
Christy, as you're going through this, are you doing this by yourself or do you have a network, a support team? A family that just was there and just, checking on you and letting you know if you were making the wrong turn?
I have family and I have friends. I was so lucky. And I developed a sense of faith during this whole experience that I hadn't had before, to be honest. I really developed a sense of relationship to kind of a higher power and to something way bigger than life itself on Earth. It was like, okay, all of a sudden, it felt more vast to me what I could be in relationship with. And so there was a place where then I kind of learned to pray and I learned to feel more accompanied. I felt more of a sense of belonging. I lived in a community of people, a town that was just so gracious kind to me. And so to learn to receive, and my family and friends. And I had a boyfriend who broke up with me in the middle of it all. So, but it, that mattered much less to me because I felt like I want to really be in the places that are good for me. I want to, I don't want to settle for things anymore. I want to be chosen. I want to feel loved, and I want to be in a life that's really worthy of treasuring. And so how can I make that life for myself? And how can I appreciate what's already given to me?
Well, and sometimes, you know, it is a challenge when you have people with you that are not necessarily in sync with what's going on, and maybe they're threatened. I don't know. I mean, but it's the situation ends up, it kind of cleanses. You know, I have found in my experience, there's a cleansing that takes place. And those things that need to be around you, whether it's friends or any other thing that needs to be around you, those are what stays, and the rest of it just kind of gets washed out, which is okay. You know,
I think so.
Right? I mean, because after all, as you say, in this process of spiritual development, you probably realized, wow, there's somebody, a higher power, God, however you want to consider it, that's for me and wants the best for me and is guiding my life and in such a way to where it is for my good, not for evil, to give me a future and a hope, as he says. And, you know, and that's, and that's a cool thing as you go through that process in realizing that, you know, if it was about you, then, you know, it would, I guess it could be a lot more hurtful because you would think that, you know, how come I couldn't control this, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. There's a lot more to say about that. And, you know, I think that I think sometimes we have to be willing to let go of what doesn't work for us and face the emptiness for a little bit in order to trade up for what's going to be better for us.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, it seems like that's been your life. You've been trading up ever since, huh?
Oh, I love that. That's a nice way to think about
it. No, I lie because, that's the way you laid it out here. We're talking with Christy Nelson. Her book, Wake Up Grateful, The Practice of Taking Nothing for Granted. We'll continue with our conversation on the other side of the break, so stay with us. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Every day. day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Book, Wake Up Grateful, the practice of taking nothing for granted, as she explains, is, a guidebook. These are the experiences that she went through and, some of the ideas that she lays out in this guidebook. In many ways, Christy Nelson, it's people are going to read this and say, well, yeah, this is common sense. But, mm-hmm. Sometimes we need to have a bit of a checklist for common sense. Because there's just something about the human condition that knocks us off course. And in one of the early chapters of the book, you talk about, again, to the point of common sense, you lay out 5 guiding principles, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay. I love that you get this, and you really do, Bill, and I appreciate that so much. Yeah, 5 guiding principles. I think that it's really important to have all those things that kind of bring us back. Like, how do we get, because we're going to lose our way over and over and over again. We're going to, we're going to forget how blessed we are, how privileged we are, how fortunate we are. And then all of a sudden we're kind of stuck in complaint. How do we get back? And so I laid out the principles. They're based on the teachings of a wonderful Benedictine monk named Brother David Steindl-Rath, who is just my spiritual teacher, really.
I love the monks. I love the monks.
Oh, he's so.
I want you to know that. Only because what happened. I was raised Catholic by nuns. Yep. I was very blessed. There was like 65 kids in the classroom. I tell people. And they were just absolutely precious. I mean, the education I got from them was unbelievable. But one of the things that they had taught, and I think incorrectly, but, as I always suggest on the show, no matter what you hear on the show, hopefully what we're doing is blessing you with the information we're sharing. But I also say that it's your responsibility to own that knowledge. OK, don't just take our word. Don't just 100% buy in. Hopefully it encourages and motivates you to say, OK, I'm going to own that. I'm going to go after it and go deep. Well, and I learned that early because my Catholic nun teachers taught me about another monk. They didn't even say he was a monk. They just said he was a Protestant. And it wasn't until later on when I studied the life of Martin Luther and realized he was a devout monk in pursuit of God. And after reading his story, I wanted to be with him at the Wittenberg door holding the 95. I want to hold the nail to the 95 principles, right?
Wow.
And that's so, yes, my appreciation for monks, and along my way, even in high school, I was taught by a couple monks and greatly blessed. I appreciated their commitment and pursuit of God. So anyway, my sidebar trip there. So
Well, right on. And Brother David is, of course, a monastic, and he's 97 years old, still alive. And he has so much to teach in the Benedictine tradition. And I think, so his teachings have been really important to me. And he's got kind of a famous quote out there that I think is worth remembering, which is, it's not happiness that makes us grateful, it's gratefulness that makes us happy. So if you're not happy with what you have and you're not grateful for what you have, more isn't going to help you, really. And so the focus is to be grateful for what you have and to start really understanding the gifts of life as it is. So the first principle is life is a gift. And that's the very first principle. And when you greet each moment gratefully, you're always receiving. You don't have to wait for anything to be grateful for. You're blessed already. Just every day you wake up, every day that you get to encounter life is a gift. And so then the second one is everything is surprise, really grounding that we live in mystery. And when you open to wonder, opportunities abound. Very true.
Don't you love that? I love wonder. In fact, one of my favorite songs was, and I'm trying to remember who sang it. Oh, it was, I can see her face right now, and I'll remember in a moment. But it was, you know, God, don't let me lose that wonder.
I love that
song. Yeah.
The sense of the wonder, and also awe and delight. And we have to be willing to be surprised. And so much we try to control life, right? And that keeps us away from surprise.
By the way, it was the Gettys. It was the Gettys.
Oh, the Gettys. Good for you. Yeah, right. Got it. Yay. Okay.
I knew.
Let that go. Okay. Got it. The third principle is the ordinary is extraordinary. And when you take nothing for granted, life is abundant. And that is the truth. These are really deep truths. And the fourth one is appreciation is generative. When you tend what you value thrives.
Yeah.
And that's very powerful, too, because it means, you know, we often wonder, why isn't my life thriving? Well, we're neglecting the things that we value and we're taking them for granted. And so it's really a kind of prescription. And the last one is love is transformative. When you embrace the gratefulness of life, your heart overflows. And then when we're feeling grateful, we are inclined to be generous. We're more inclined to be compassionate and kind and to reach out to people. And I think that's the thing, too, is that gratefulness isn't like a self-satisfied pacifier. It actually activates us toward love. The more grateful we are, the more we're going to be, I think, givers. And
exactly. I was going to say,
So that's part of what really informed me. And there's a beautiful quote that I think you will like, which is it's by Marlon Rico Lee. And he said, be grateful for the things and people in your life. Everything you take for granted, someone somewhere is praying for. And I think that's true, whether you say praying for or longing for or wishing for or the things that we take for granted. It's so simple, the simplest things, every part of our body that works, every part of our lives that works, any kind of beauty we have, the comforts we have in our homes. So if we can lift those up and really remember them as gifts and privileges and blessings, then just like Brother David said, we're going to be so much happier.
Yeah,
because we're really taking the inventory of what we're blessed by in life.
Yeah, otherwise you end up short-circuiting the blessing, don't you?
Yeah, I think you do. You shortchange it, I think, is kind of a good thing. You don't honor it. And so there's a lot to be troubled by in life. There's a lot of things happening right now that, you know, are a concern for many of us. And I think one of the ways that we forget that joy is a way to honor life. And that there are millions of people who wish that they had the lives that we have right now. Millions of people who have died, who wish they could be here. Millions of people who are struggling in ways that we're not, who wish they could have our lives. So it's like, honor the life that you have with your appreciation, with your joy, with your celebration.
And how contagious is it?
Very. Very. And you will find that, you know, the people you want to be around are people who feel the way that you do.
Exactly. Yeah, because they're adding to the proposition, not taking away. And that's when experience will define preference, as I tell the kids all the time. And you will make different choices as a result of that. And, it is a choice. And that's up to you. I mean, we're free will agents. God has blessed us with that power of choice. And we're cautioned to choose wisely. And if we don't have what it is that we expect, I think some of it's academic. You know, you just go back and consider the choices you make and you go, oh, yeah, okay, I see what's happening. Yeah, I brought this element in my life and the fruit it's bearing is not consistent with what I want my heart to produce, right?
Exactly. And I think we see people around us who model both this and then who model the opposite. And we also all go through these periods where it's easier and more difficult to remember these things. And so for me, all of it is about knowing the way back. I like to think of it as kind of breadcrumbs, you know, like how do we find our way back to, boy, I had that moment when I was so alive and awake to the beauty of the world around me and to my body and to my blessings. And I want that back again. And so I think that's what the book is trying to do, is also say these are actionable things you can remember, things you can, questions you can ask yourself, perspectives you can put on.
Mm-hmm. But Christy, like you said, this is where the five guiding principles come into play here. Because if you're off course and you go, something's not right here, for me, I have a specific routine that I go through every morning. And if I don't follow that routine, I'm out there. I'm running loose, and this is not good. And that routine is my daily devotion and being in the Word of God. That anchors me. That centers me to standard, or you know, however way you want to put it. I look at it like a pilot. You know, before he takes off in his plane, there's a checklist that he goes through to make sure that everything is in operation.
You
right?
You better hope so.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and or you know, with bigger airplanes, you got other people doing that sort of thing, and you hope they're doing their job. But still, ultimately, if you're the one, and here we are, we're piloting our lives, and we need to go down through this checklist and say, it takes you 5 hours to do it. And once you're in the throes of it, like you, I can tell for you, this is somewhat automatic. I mean, you go through this and you center yourself and you go on. And for me, that is my process. And it reminds me that when I find myself that I am without God, shalom, for example, and peace is not reigning in my life, then, I've got to run to the face of God.
You got to know how to get yourself back. Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's what it's what it's all about. But like you say, it's a gift, and what a great gift it is, and what each moment has to offer. And I thank you for the moment and the moments
thank
that we've
you.
Shared together and that we shared with our audience. And hopefully they come away from this inspired and read your book, Wake Up Grateful, The Practice of Taking Nothing for Granted. And to make choices that will elevate them. Christy Nelson, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Book available at all the usual places, right?
Thanks, Bill, and happy Thanksgiving.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of